Hey, good evening. I want to welcome you to my very first edition of Stephen's Commentary. It's indeed an honor to be with you this evening. Each week we will discuss a mysterious aspect of true crime, forensics, or some related topic. Tonight we're going to talk about just how is it that a police detective knows someone is lying to them. This is going to be part one of a two-part series. I want to start out first by giving you a couple of tidbits about liars and lying. Did you know that in the first 10 minutes of meeting someone new that you will hear 2 to 3 lies? In January, more people lie than any other month. And depending on the circumstances, of course, but if you stay in the bed all day long, this won't apply to you. But the average person can hear up to 200 lies per day. Per day. It's amazing, folks. 200 a day. Before we get started, I need to explain some misinformation that is out there. One of the biggest misconceptions that I have come across in my many years of law enforcement and general living, is, for that matter, is that people will tell me, "Steve, I know how to tell a liar because when I talk to them, if they don't look me in the eyes, then they're lying to me." Folks, listen, if that is what you're using to determine if someone's lying to you or not lying to you, stop it, please. You're doing yourself and the person you're talking to a gross injustice. Let me tell you something. People who have Asperger's are not usually comfortable looking you in the eye. People who have PTSD may not be comfortable looking you in the eye. Those with low self-esteem or who are shy are not comfortable sometimes looking you in the eye. If you're using the not look at me in the eye indicator that all people are lying to you, quit, please, please. Now, having said that, is not looking someone in their eye an indicator of lying? Yes, of course. But it's not the only tool you have in your basket. If you're using that as the one-size-fits-all indicator to determine if someone's lying to you, you're doing everybody a gross injustice. Detectives use clusters of indicators. The more indicators, the better. All right, now that I've said that, let's move on. Let me tell you something that may amaze you, and I'm being facetious. People lie to police officers. Yeah, I know, right? But how does a detective know when someone's lying to them? Let's use this case in point. Let's say that a detective has brought a suspect in for questioning in a robbery. After some questioning, the detective just point blank asks the individual, "Did you rob the store?" Now, let's say that the suspect says, "No, I did not rob the store." And then let's use another scenario where the suspect says, "No, I didn't rob the store." Now, one of those statements indicates a lie. Is that the only thing we use to go by to determine? Of course not. Just like looking at someone in the eye when they talk to you. But it's one indicator. Now, if the suspect said, "No, I did not rob that store," that is an indicator that he or she is lying to the detective. Why is that? Suspects will typically not use words with contractions. It's just one of those things. They typically will not use words with contractions. They will say each word out. They will say, "I did not rob that store," instead of saying, "No, I didn't rob the store." That's just one indicator. Another indicator that police detectives use, is elusion. It's when the suspect is asked a question, but they allude to their innocence. They just don't come right out and say it. They don't come right out and say, "No, I'm innocent," or "I didn't do it." They will allude to their innocence. For instance, if asked, "Did you lock the store this time?" Instead of saying, "Yes, I did not," or "No, I did not lock the store," they will say, "Well, I always lock the store." Well, maybe in the past you did, but we're talking about this time. So what they will do is they will allude to their innocence. All right, another indicator that police detectives will use is eye shift. You're going to have to know whether this person is right-handed or if this person is left-handed. And that's, of course, fairly straightforward and easy to do in an interrogation or interview setting. If the person is right-handed and they look upper right after being asked a question, that is an indicator that that person is trying to concoct a story where a story previously did not exist. In other words, a lie. They're trying to create a story for the question. If the person is right-handed and looks upward left, that is an indicator that they are trying to remember a situation that did occur, or the truth. Now, just the opposite is true for someone who is left-handed. If you have a suspect who is left-handed, he or she looks upper left, that is an indicator that they are trying to concoct a story where one previously did not exist, just like the right-handed person looked upper right. If the left-handed person looks upper right, that indicates that they are trying to remember a situation that did occur, or the truth. Now, again, I can't emphasize this enough. Is that the only indicator, and is that alone enough to decide that a person is lying? No, not at all. By all means, no. But there are indicators. Now, these are just a couple of the indicators that we will discuss, and we'll discuss more next week and go into more detail about a couple other indicators that you can use or that investigators use to determine if someone's lying. I would like to thank you for your time. I would also like to urge you to invite others to listen in to the House of Mystery radio show each week. My name is Stephen Lampley. I'm glad to be here, glad to be your host, and glad to spend time with you. You have a great evening.